Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Lytle, along with Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you, Nick?
Fine.
Sound like you're in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot it was a Thursday today.
You forgot it was Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up. I'm messing around, and I'm like, oh, you know, and I go, oh, just today. I had to figure out what day it was.
Well, it's a day for the Morning Disaster, unless it's Friday.
That's what I mean. I thought it was maybe Friday. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You're
going
to stand me up.
I figured it out. I got here in time. I just, you know.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Took a second to kind of
get it together, man.
Yeah. But I am here. It's our last show of the week. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are doing good. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And not a lot to talk about today, or is there? What's going on in the world?
Celtics made it to the number one seed.
Oh, well, there you go. The Celtics, so they passed the
the Bulls.
Not the Bulls.
Well, the Bulls made it.
The Cavs, but the Bulls made it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for them.
Good Illinois.
So who got, trying to think, yeah, because I didn't watch any of that. So who got ousted?
The Bulls made it in.
Yeah, because I know the Bulls were going against a bunch of people for the eighth seed.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Bulls will have to play the Celtics?
I'm trying to figure out.
Let's see who made the NBA playoffs.
Chicago, Boston.
Yeah.
Chicago, Boston.
All right, then you got Cleveland's number two.
Game one.
Well, no, but
in Boston.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there's
the
eight playoffs. There's eight teams in the there's 16 teams total, but
round one schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is going to be in Boston.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's eight teams. What are who are the other eight teams? Or who are the other seven teams?
This is for the East.
All right, let me see here. You got the Pacers are playing the Cavaliers.
Chicago's playing Boston.
Chicago's playing Boston. The Bucks are playing the Raptors. Oh, that's pretty good.
Don't we really care about is the Celtics and
well,
the
Well, I do
Bulls
care.
Right,
I mean, I care. Celtics and Bulls. Bucks, Raptors, Cleveland, and
my mom, if she is alive, is pulling her hair out. Oh, she's a huge Celtics fan and a huge Bulls fan.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd be going nuts.
Mm-hmm. I think she would go for Celtics, though.
You over the Bulls?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's that should be criminal.
No.
Huh. Pacers, Cavaliers, that should be the Cavs pretty easy. Bucks and Raptors. I'll tell you what, the Buccaneers are surprisingly, you know, decent year. Now is pretty much when I start watching the NBA playoffs, though. You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't... Hawks and Wizards, the other team. Because I don't watch them much. You know? And then you got the Golden State Warriors, Portland Trail Blazers, Oklahoma City Thunder, the Houston Rockets, the Spurs and Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
And Jazz and Clippers. Those are the teams that made it. Well, good for them. Well, that's good. I'm glad the Bulls actually did something to make themselves happy.
Yeah.
I knew they won I knew they won the other day, which put them on a good track, so.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I like that.
I know my phone was blowing up a lot of happy people.
Well, good. Now, they do realize they're going to go in and just get killed by the Celtics.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to, you know.
Break their hearts.
Yeah, it's going to, I mean, the odds are astronomical that the Bulls win. But, you know.
There's a picture here of all the Celtics world champions flags. 59, 60, 61, 64, 65,
66, 68, 69. Yeah.
They're all hanging here.
Yep. Well, I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Bill O'Reilly went on vacation.
Yeah, well, they figure out everything that's going on.
Until they figure out who to replace him with. Yeah, I think he's done. Right? I mean.
Yeah. Well, the Murdoch assessed damage.
Caitlyn Jenner cut off her penis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's done deal.
We haven't heard much from her.
Oh, my penis is gone.
She wants to be treated like a lady.
Yeah.
Lady.
I need a vagina. When you make that vagina, put a little stink in it so it seems natural.
Needs a little bit of sticks right now.
Put some stink in it. Good old Caitlin. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Some summer's eve.
Good old Caitlin. She wants to have her vagina. Oh, good.
She'll be picked up for summer's eve commercial.
What is it? Yeah, she does need a summer's eve commercial.
That not so fresh feeling.
Oh, well, I guess Caitlin's got a new book coming out or something.
Oh, does she?
I guess that's how it was revealed. Is Radar Online got a copy of her book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should be an interesting read.
Yeah, because in the book, there's a couple of things that are making news. Number one, she cut the cock off. All right. But it does make, I mean, listen. It does make sense.
She was very indecisive in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, though. If you're not going to use it, cut it off.
All right. But there's still a lot that do still use it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that it didn't seem like she was using it.
Right.
And I don't know how, I mean, she's in her 70s, right?
Yeah.
So how much sex is she having? I don't know.
Maybe she's having quite a bit.
Who knows? But
life.
Wanted to cut the cock off and feel like a woman. So, some people can feel like a woman without cutting the cock off. Pretty sure mine's so small, I could feel like a woman and still have it.
Paper cut?
Yeah, I wouldn't need much to cut mine off.
I'm just kidding.
Nail clippers or something.
Those little pet clippers that, yeah. Cut the dog nails.
Yeah, the dog. I need dog nail clippers. Yep. Stick it in and clip. Let's see. What else is... Oh, yeah. The other thing she says was that... O.J. Simpson... That Robert Kardashian, before he died, mm-hmm. told then Bruce Jenner
mm-hmm.
that he knows OJ killed his wife. He goes, I know OJ killed her.
I don't think.
But so. I don't. Why in the hell did a guy? Why on his deathbed? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say, "Oh, hold on, I want to have a conversation with the guy who stupid my wife"?
Right.
And tell him my deepest, darkest secret. It doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't think he did.
What, you don't think that Kardashian knew?
No. When the trial was going on, I thought he did it because the reason why I thought he did it was because the fake hole, it don't fit. The glove don't fit.
Oh, you mean you thought OJ
just based on that.
Well, yeah, OJ killed his wife. Let's get that done. OJ killed his wife.
I think it was a drug thing.
Oh, that's insane! Come on, Nikki. No, OJ killed his wife.
I think he's too stupid.
No, let's just get that out there. He was stupid. That's why he was almost caught several times.
I think he's a bully.
He
I think he is a bully.
He went over there for something else.
I think he went over there to be a bully.
Yes. And when he got there, when he got there, he saw. By the way, I don't believe for a second that Ronald Goldman was just, what did they say, bringing back glasses? No. Goldman was over there to fuck her.
Yeah.
That's what I'm pretty sure of. Okay. And I'm telling you, OJ went over there. He caught them. He freaked out.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think Goldman tried to. I think Goldman tried to fend him off, and OJ killed him. And then he's like, "Oh shit, what am I gonna do? I got no choice. I got to kill her too." And then he took off. And then, you know, ran to his own place or got to his own place.
How was he so prepared to walk in on them?
What do you mean?
He had the gloves, he had the knife, he had all the stuff on him.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he had his knife. He was getting ready to film a show about where the guy carried a knife. He was filming, he was doing a Navy SEAL show where the whole hero had a knife.
So he had it on him?
Yes! He had the knife on him when he went.
I don't know.
I'm not saying he was planning on using it.
I have doubt.
Well, I think he had rage.
Yes, he did have that.
And he went there.
His head was hit too many times playing football.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. He killed those people.
He's insane. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, he killed his ex-wife. He killed Ronald Goldman. And I'm not saying, and now if you look at football players, I mean, come on, of course he did.
Then he would have gone inside and killed his kids.
He didn't do that. Come on.
If he was that insane.
He's not crazy.
Well, that's usually how it works.
No, he killed the wife and the kid, and then he because he wanted to get away with it.
I think it's somebody that didn't know the kids were inside.
No. No, I'm telling you, he wanted to get away with it. That's what he wanted to do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And then when he wanted to get away with it, and so he took off, figuring he could. And you know what? He did.
To leave his own kids to see all that?
No, they didn't see it. They were sleeping. Kids were sleeping.
They could have woke up and saw it.
Well, they didn't. If they would have, he would have killed them too. Yeah, come on. Can't leave a witness. Come on, Nikki.
No, I'm not going to follow. I'm going to be the juror. I'm going to hang this jury.
You can't play a witness. You can't
bully me.
You got to kill witnesses.
No.
Witnesses must be killed. Sorry, that's how the rule. That's a rule of murder. That's first rule of murder. Kill all the witnesses.
And then that loopy, blonde-haired weirdo.
Cato Kaelin was living in O.J. Simpson's guest house.
Scared shitless.
And for free.
Yeah, scared shitless.
For free. And his whole job was, this is his whole life. His life was, when OJ wanted to go out, he went out with him and he found pussy for him.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. That was his life. That was his gig. Right. And in exchange for that, he got to live free at OJ's.
Right. His party partner, sidekick.
Yes. He got to live for free. And OJ didn't care. All he did was just pay the power bill. You know,
right.
That was just a guest house on his property. He doesn't give a shit. It's like, go ahead and stay there, man. I don't care.
Right.
And then they go out and he'd pay for all the drinks, of course, when Cato and he went out. And then Cato would round him up pussy.
Right. Dumb and dumber.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's going to say whatever he can to get OJ out. Come on. Why wouldn't he? He's getting for free rent.
Yep.
He's got to keep that rent coming.
Yeah.
That was Kato Kalin's deal. Come on.
Anyway.
There can't be anybody that thinks OJ didn't do this now after all these years. I mean, come on. Oh, boy.
From one crazy family to another crazy family.
Who's the next one?
Josh Brolin's going to play Cable in Deadpool.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. He's already Thanos.
Well, now he's going to play Cable.
Now he's going to be a Cable. Well, good for him, I guess. I didn't like the Deadpool. I'm like the only person who doesn't like it. I didn't like Deadpool.
You didn't?
No, not really. I didn't like it. I'm not a big, you know. I wasn't a big.
Is it because he's playing it?
I just didn't care for the movie. I just didn't care for it. I didn't, you know, wasn't my cup of tea. It was just, it was too like, hey, everyone, look, I'm making a movie. Only stupid people believe a movie. It just, there was too much of that, you know.
Too kitschy.
Yeah, it was just too, you know. It's like, I'm fine with occasional breaking of the fourth wall, you know. But that was the whole fucking movie.
Oh.
So when it came to the serious.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, when it came to the serious parts, I didn't even care about it, you know.
Yeah.
It was, it just rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't think it was that good. I really didn't like it. And I know there are people that love it, and that's cool. They think it's the greatest comic book movie ever, but I don't think it was a comic book movie.
I want to see Logan. I haven't seen it yet. I'm a huge Wolverine fan.
Yeah, I haven't seen Logan.
I like the
DC movies, and I like the Marvel movies, but those really aren't Marvel movies. Those X-Men movies.
Everybody I know does not like Wolverine, but I do.
Yeah. Well, Wolverine's cool. The movie was great. From what I understand, people loved it.
I know a bunch of people that didn't.
And then, of course, some people went just to go see the Deadpool teaser. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. But I'm glad that people like it. I think it's wonderful. But
yeah.
I just don't get it.
And yesterday we missed the whole Charlie Murphy death.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Murphy did. He died of leukemia. Yeah. Horrible. 57 years old.
Yeah.
Damn. He was on the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
That's what people, I mean, yeah, he was also Eddie Murphy's older brother. But still, he was on the Chappelle Show. That's what he's known for.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a comedian as well, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well, Nikki.
Yeah.
Seeing if I missed anything else. Brent says, do you suppose Caitlyn Jenner cutting off her penis really makes her balls itch? It's a good question, Brent.
Phantom ball itch.
they took those balls out too, you know. Those balls came out and that got shaped into labia.
Yeah, it did.
Right? They shaped the balls into labia.
Mm-hmm.
So Caitlyn can get a good pounding. Somebody wanted to pound her.
Pound those balls. I mean labia.
Yeah. I'm going to get out there and lick your labia balls. I don't know how any of that works, but I'm pretty sure that's what they do. They take the. I saw it once on. What the hell did I see it on? I was watching AMC or. God, this had to be 15 years ago, 20 years. Learning Channel, maybe? Was TLC used
probably.
To be?
It used they to be have the Learning. Stuff like that on there.
TLC was the Learning Channel.
Yeah.
And they used to
learn things.
Yeah. Now it's all fucking honey boo boo and shit, but I'm saying. Whatever the hell it is. But it used to be there'd be things that it would make you learn, you know.
Yeah.
And they show gender reassignment surgery.
Uh huh.
And it's a chore for turning a guy to a woman.
I bet.
And I don't know how they do turn the woman into a guy. I never saw that one. Oh my goodness gracious.
Sorry, I sneezed, got scared away.
Do they do? They don't. They should do cock transplants, I think. You know.
I think they inflate the clitoris.
Yeah, but I'm saying they should do a cock transplant.
I don't know.
So a lot of women who turn into men, they just don't have anything.
I heard somewhere that they were going to try overseas someplace to do a head transplant.
They are. Yes. That's true.
What?
That is actually true. The guy who's, they've actually got a volunteer.
That just is crazy.
Here's the, I'm going to tell you this deal, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but it's the truth. There's a guy who has a disease, and his entire body doesn't work, okay? But his head's fine. Okay?
Okay.
And he's fine. The only thing that doesn't work is his body. And he has volunteered for this. And they've told him, they say, this, you know, the excruciating amount of pain and everything that could be associated with this. And he doesn't care. He wanted to do it. He might have done it and died. I don't know. But he wants to do it. And so.
Didn't Steve Martin already do this?
No, this has not been done by Steve Martin.
Yes.
And so they're going to take his head. All right.
Uh-huh.
They're going to chop it off.
Uh-huh. Carry it around in a glass.
And no, it's, I'm telling you, it's the weirdest.
Steve Martin did it.
This is the strangest, I'm telling you. Nikki, it's the craziest freaking thing you've ever heard of. This is just, I mean, this is recent stuff.
I know.
They're going to take this guy's head. And then they're going to slice it.
And then he's going to die.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think he's going to die. Yeah, for sure.
And he will not be revived.
They're going to put him in a coma. All right. And then they're going to chop it off.
Oh, Jesus.
I know it's weird. And then they're going to take the ends of the spinal cord. And they're going to fuse it on the spinal cord, then connect everything else.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And then it's crazy. Then the person, after it's fused, the person will be...
dead.
No, they'll be alive in the new body.
Uh-uh.
And following the coma, they say the patient would immediately be able to move, feel their face, and even speak with the same voice. And physiotherapy would allow the patient to walk within a year.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you. And then there are other doctors that say this is insane. Mm. The amount of pain is too much for the human body to endure. But the guy wants to do it.
Don't you remember the movie?
In fact, they said there's never even been a successful animal head transplant. They've never even been able to successfully transplant an animal head. But they're going to try to do a human head.
So then are they going to start unfreezing all those people's heads that are dead?
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't.
If it works.
There's no, I don't see how it could work. I really don't. I don't see how it works. I really don't. But there's this doctor and this guy, they claim they're going to do it in December. It's a 31-year-old Russian computer scientist named Valery Spiridonov. He's a terminally ill, wheelchair-bound man. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to become the recipient of the head transplant. Due to degenerative muscle-wasting disease, the guy's never walked. and they're going to take its head, and they're going to put it on a new body. They're going to cut the spinal cord.
Ouch.
They're going to attach it to the new body. And the doctors will have less than 60 minutes to reattach the head and glue the spinal cord with a substance called polyethylene glycol. Then they're going to have to keep this Valeri Spiridonov in a medically induced coma for 3 to 4 weeks while his spinal cord nerves are stimulated so they start functioning again. And the guy said, I can understand the risk of such surgery. There are multiple. We can't even imagine what exactly can go wrong. I'm afraid that I wouldn't live long enough to see it happen to someone else.
Oh, good God.
So the guy's going to die.
Yes.
I don't see any way this works. But yeah, that's true. That's a true story. The guy, they want to do a head transplant in December. Jesus Christ. I've even got a TED Talk.
Crazy.
I even have a TED Talk from the guy who wants to perform it. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, let me see if I can get some ready here. Well, here we go. It's insane.
Are you sitting tight? I'm about to give you one hell of a ride. First of all, I will give you all no eyes. We will certainly prove that all the experts know is wrong and show that transplanting a head onto a new body is feasible in man, no less. Many years ago, a young doctor lost one of his best friends to cancer. But this was no ordinary doctor. He was a brilliant American neurosurgeon who believed that perhaps had he been able to transplant the healthy head of his friend, unscathed by the cancer, on a healthy donor body, he would have saved his life. In 1970, Dr. White carried out the first head body transplantation of monkeys. But the problem was that at the time, he did not have the technology to rejoin a severed spinal cord.
Uh-huh, that's the secret, Nikki.
And we still don't have that technology.
No, this guy's figured it out.
Mm.
Here, let me fast forward a little bit. I'll put a little more for you.
All of them necessary for movements to occur. Just like spaghetti. And for movements to occur, you really need all of them. In the spinal cord, the spaghetti come in contact with specialized cells called motor neurons. These are the cells that make you move. If this were the true story, I wouldn't be here.
Huh, there you go. So, I don't know. He thinks he can do it. He thinks he can do it. He's convinced he can transplant a head.
Weird ass.
I mean, who are we to say he can't? Who are we, Nikki? Who are we?
We are smart people.
Oh, that's right. We're people who think before we act.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to transplant heads. I don't know. He's going to transplant a head. I'll tell you that.
It's common sense.
Yeah, some head transplants going on. So he's going to do it, Nick.
It'll
be a big head transplant happening. No way around it. Order your head. I want a body with a huge cock, a lot of muscles.
I was going to say.
Yep.
A skinny body with big boobs.
Yeah. I want a big, I want a big swinging girthy cock. I want a six pack abs. All right. I want biceps, of course. Yeah, I want big hands. I want to be able to dunk a basketball. Oh, and I want that person to be brain dead. And then I want their body. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be a bunch of rich people, you know, making people brain dead so they can have their bodies. That's what it will be.
Get chloroform leaving the bar or something.
Yeah.
Some young guy.
Unbelievable.
You'd be like giving him a shot, make him brain dead.
It's insane.
Oh, look what I found.
It's quite rude.
It is, George. I'm telling you. That's how they're going to do it. Yeah, there's no way it works, right? I mean, I'd be astonished.
Well, we didn't think the face transplant lady would live as long as she did either.
Right.
I think you do.
Well, I mean, the face transplant makes sense, though. You're just connecting a bunch of, you know.
Well, you thought the face would, like, rot off or something.
Well, because you can live without a face, you know.
Is she still alive?
Eyes without a face. I think, yeah, there have been several.
I thought she finally died.
There have been several face transplants, though. Yeah, they're advancing that technology. It's just, how do you ever, would you ever, you really don't need that, you know?
You die of infection if you don't have the skin covering it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, there's not a huge need for face transplants.
Sure there are.
After burns, after people get burnt up, maybe, but it's not a huge, huge thing. But think about it. If they could successfully transplant a head onto a body, you're going to have a bunch of old people. You're going to have rich old guys transplanting their head on young bodies.
Right.
And it'll happen. I mean, don't think for a second.
Right.
The real rich fuckers of this world wouldn't, you know, transplant their heads on young people, but I'm telling you. I am telling you. It's exactly what would happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you. Corey says, I hope the guy doesn't fuck up and put the head on backwards.
Jeez.
Could you imagine?
That would be funny.
The head's on backwards. Oh, shit. Oh, I can see my ass. Well, sir, we put your head on the... Here's the bad news. The only way we could get it to fit was to put it on backwards. Oh, man. Could you imagine that?
I don't think that would happen. Speaking of surgeries, Gully has survived.
I saw that Gully's alive, everyone.
His first post was "Urgh."
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, because he's healing.
Yeah.
Oh, good old
and
guy.
It wasn't because he was in pain. It was because the roomie across the hall was annoying the hell out of him.
Oh. Poor Gully.
It was U-R-G-H. That was his first post.
"Urgh."
And somebody's like, "Are you in pain?" He's like, "No. My maid across the hall's driving me insane."
Good old Gully.
Oh.
Well, there's nothing worse than going to the hospital and being with a talker. Ugh. God
yeah.
Damn. Ugh. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, head transplant could be the way to go. I want the transplant. I'm a black body.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to be on a black body who can dunk a basketball.
Oh right.
Could you imagine the damage I would do to that poor black body? Oh my God. The black body be like, what? You can't be laying on the couch? No. Don't lay on the, this is an athletic body. Don't lay on the couch. I don't want the body of a young athlete.
Yeah.
No matter what. And then I'd ruin it, you know. You don't even want to walk to your car. Come on, man. My body would be fighting me. Yeah, I don't see it happening. I think it's more likely they find a way to upload, you know, consciousness or something.
Then we never die.
Yeah. I think that's probably more likely.
Then that's more like a zombie thing because...
I don't know if I'd want that.
We get all the young people and the old people take the young people and suck their brains out and put our brains into the young people and...
I just don't know.
That's a scary concept. It really is.
I don't know. I really don't know. But any way to keep existence going, I don't know how they're going to do it, though. If I can't talk and stuff, you know. Like, I want to do, I'd want to do shows. Like, how can I do a show if I, you know.
You can type talk.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that, you know.
Be like,
I want to be able to watch TV. I want eyes. I'd want eyes and I'd want, you know. How can I, you know, shit. If all you had, this is serious now. If they could upload your brain into something, okay.
Well, then your brain controls all that, so you'd be able to do all that.
Okay, but if it's just if it's just data, all right?
Your data controls all that, Ray.
I know, but you're not going to be able to see?
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to...
your brain controls all of that.
You won't be able to talk. You won't be able to eat.
Yes, you
won't
will.
No, how? If you're like in a computer...
your brain learns all of that.
If you're in a computer, how can you do any of that?
Because your brain relearns all of it.
You're not going to be able to eat. You won't be able to eat. There'll be no eating.
Just like if you're in a horrible, tragic accident and you can't learn, you can't speak, and you can't do any of this stuff, and you can't walk, and your brain relearns how to do all of it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I don't know. If I was just consciousness, I don't think I'd like it. You know? Because you can't see, you can't speak,
you
can't...
It'd be like having a stroke.
I don't get it. Oh, man.
Because when you have a stroke, supposedly you can talk and hear yourself.
Oh.
Nobody else can.
Oh, my goodness. I can't... Oh, my God.
Didn't
I can't even...
Did you see that version on ER?
Oh, I can't even fathom this. It's too much for... It's too much to take.
That's what a stroke is.
Mm.
Supposedly.
Oh, my God. I don't think I could handle that. That would drive me crazy. It really would, Nikki. I'm telling you.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Ted. Thanks, Ted. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, oh.
I am tired.
Me too, after talking about all this mess. It's too much. But I'm telling you, if they do find a way to transfer the parts of you that live to something, old rich people will do it first.
Yeah, they will.
They'll screw the rest of us over. They'll want us just to harvest our bodies, you know.
Right.
They really will. And there'll be a time where they'll have so much money and they'll offer it to some poor person to feed their family. And the guy will say, okay, I'll do it. I'll give up my life, you know.
And they'll walk around like zombies.
Yeah.
The old people. Because they have no brains left.
They'll live forever.
But the old people body carcasses.
Yeah.
We'll have young people's brains in them.
Yeah. I don't get it.
How weird would that
no,
be?
No, they'll find, they'll like, well, they'll first up, they'll
you
do,
would,
they'll
you'd be trans- Uber driving downtown and there'd be a bunch of old looking people partying.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I think they're going to, I think what they'll do is, they'll just do, you know, transplants. They'll get new kidneys, new lung, new heart, new everything. You know what I mean? New everything.
Where are they going to get it from? The young people with the old brains?
No, they'll just take it. They'll just kill those people and take their organs.
Oh, good God.
That's what they'll do.
It'll be the end of civilization.
Yeah. Well, they'll have the money. Don't you know the rich people are more important than the poor?
Yeah, I'm learning that.
Come on. Especially now. If people haven't figured out that billionaires' lives are worth more than our lives, well, I got news for you.
Well, I want to be a billionaire.
No, I got news for you. It's not going to happen.
Well, you don't know that.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And here's what happened. A bunch of Americans, this is what's stupid. A bunch of Americans run around believing in the American dream. Like at any time, their hard work can make them super wealthy. That's bullshit.
It could.
It's bullshit.
It just might.
No, Nikki, it's bullshit.
I might travel the world someday.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's not going to happen.
Yes.
It's not.
I might.
It won't happen.
$1 million house.
It won't happen.
It just might.
I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
People who are born wealthy are the only ones, and statistics will show you.
I am against statistics.
In order to become a billionaire, you have to be born a millionaire or a billionaire. And statistics, facts will show you. Even Bill Gates, his dad was rich. He was born rich.
Mm.
I mean, it's just.
I might invent something.
Oprah was born poor. She's the exception.
The person who invented the Post-it note was probably poor.
They were wealthy.
You don't know that.
They were wealthy. Yeah, I did a whole thing on the Post-it note.
Mm.
And the person who invented Whiteout.
Mm-hmm.
They were wealthy. Was Mike Nesmith's family.
I came up with an idea about 6 years ago that is now a thing.
And how come you didn't tell anybody?
Because I didn't know how to get it put into production.
Uh-huh.
But if I knew how to put it in production, I'd be a millionaire now.
Right.
You want to know what it was?
You want to know who can put something in production?
Who?
People who have money.
But I came up with the idea.
It doesn't matter. That's fine. They have idea machines.
I have ideas. And they're good ideas.
I've met with a venture capitalist before. Just meet with one. It's a bunch of people who have money. All right. They're already rich.
And then they'll steal my idea.
They invest. Here's what they do. They invest in ideas of the little people. But when it all comes down, they're the ones who make all the profit.
You know what my idea was?
What?
Because they just came out with it like a year or two ago.
Super absorbent tampons. No, what
no,
was it?
It was technology. It was the video that you put on the phone so that you could like play video on any surface.
Yeah.
Off of your phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They came out with that. Sure. Yeah. They stole that shit. Yeah.
Because I thought it'd be cool, like if you were in a dance club or something, and you pulled something off of YouTube.
Right.
And then you just flashed it on a wall.
Yeah.
And then played it while you were dancing or something.
But now
they use it for like business
stuff. Yeah.
And
there are.
There
are everyday applications for that, sure. And there are people who had money and corporations that had money that took that and figured it out and then made it. Boom.
And then I said I came up with that and told the person who thought I was being stupid, after I told him the whole ordeal of what I thought and every little detail of it, sat there with their jaw open going, you actually have a good idea. And I said, I don't know what to do with it.
Well, someone else came up with the same idea
like
and made it.
6, 7, 8 years later, they came up with it.
Yeah. Listen, not everybody could be a billionaire.
I might someday if I keep coming up with ideas like that.
No, Nikki, not everyone could be a professional athlete. You can work.
I don't want to be a professional.
No, I'm using. Let's stay with me. I'm giving you an example. All right. For example, I want to be a professional baseball player. All right. There is no amount of hard work that I could do that will ever, ever make me a professional baseball player. Or I want to play in the NBA. I will work my ass off every day on the basketball court to make it. I'll never make it. Because I'm only 5'11". I'm never going to make it. It's impossible. And I'm white and I'm slow.
I'm not slow and I'm not stupid.
But I'm telling you, I'm laying out scenarios which you can understand. The same with being a billionaire. You want to be a billionaire. I understand that. I think that's noble and fantastic. However, even if you come up with the most brilliant idea in the world, you're not going to be a billionaire. It's not going to happen.
Know that.
I do know that.
No, you don't.
Because you need money to make ideas happen. You need money. And where's your money to make it happen?
Investors.
All right, so say you do go to investors, and they love the idea. And what do you think is going to happen? What do you honestly think is going to happen?
I make billions of dollars.
No, doesn't work that way. They'll make billions of dollars. You might make millions of dollars, but they're going to make billions.
I might make millions off the first idea, but when the second idea comes around, then I'll make my billions.
So now you have yourself coming up with these once-in-a-lifetime ideas, but you're going to come up with several of them.
I've had several of them. That's just one of them I've come up with.
I'm telling you. And I could come up with great ideas, too. I mean, I think one day in this world, we're going to have a watch that we can talk into, and it will make the whole house do whatever we want.
We already do have that.
We're going to have that, and it's going to be perfect, and blah, 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 blah. But guess what? I don't know how to program that.
It's the Apple Watch.
I don't know how to sit down at a computer and program it and make it do all those things.
It's the Apple Watch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know how to program any of that. I don't know how to code these things. And I know more than most, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. So I'm saying, there's no way I'm going to be a billionaire. There's just no way.
I can if I want to, so there.
I know. Listen, I know you want to believe it, and God bless you for it. The American dream is dead.
No.
It's dead. I got news for
it
you.
It happens every day.
The wealthy have unfair advantages, and now do they not? Now they just don't have advantages. They bought all the opportunity. They bought up the opportunity. So it's going to be people who are super rich and people who are super poor. That's what the future is. Sorry.
Sorry.
There's the future.
I'll send you a
good morning, everybody. Happy Easter.
When I'm a billionaire.
Happy Easter, everybody.
My bunghole's a flutter.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be. We'll be lucky to eat dog food.
What?
I'm just saying, in the future. And if you can't, listen, if you can't sense it in America now that there is a, that the rich and poor, they're not treated equally.
Mm-mm.
This is no longer land of the free. Home of the brave. Home of the brave.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sorry, it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
It's really not.
Okay.
There are two different Americas. It's America for wealthy people and America for poor people.
You know, there was a drive-by shooting by my house last
Absolutely,
month.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I'm for real.
Of course, yes. I'm sure there was.
All six shots.
Yeah. Probably fired near your apartment building.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell, probably fired into it. Lucky he didn't kill somebody.
No, not into my building, by my building.
You're on whatever floor, though, right? You're how many floors? Third floor. Right, you don't have to worry about anybody shooting you. So. Thank God. Wouldn't want to be on the first floor, though.
No, I was two blocks away when it happened.
Oh. Oh, my.
Yes. I was here when it happened. Outside. And you could hear it down by my house.
I'm just saying, the only way you could become a billionaire is if we transplant your
No.
Is if we transplant your head into a billionaire's body.
Lovey's body.
Oh, could you imagine the poor fucker who'd get my body? Some old rich guy. I need a body to keep living. Okay, we've got one for you. And it's my body. His body's fat.
Well, maybe he likes to play tennis and he'll exercise.
His body has shit. This body has knees that don't work. It's super fat.
He's a billionaire. He can fix that.
Oh, yeah. They'd have that. I'm lucky. I'm good. I don't have to worry about anyone lopping off my head for my body. So I'm lucky in that regard. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be like my nephew Alex. My nephew Alex, he's a great body. He's a professional trainer. You know what I mean? And this kid, his entire life is just working out.
Mm-hmm.
He has turned his body into a machine.
Right.
Because he does stuff with us at the mold company. All right. He'll occasionally help us out with some stuff. And I'm telling you, this kid's body is a machine. I'd hate to be him.
And I told you about my friend that went from my size down to a trainer's size.
Some rich fucker's going to lop their heads off and steal their bodies.
And she is becoming a trainer now.
They're going to lop off their heads and steal their bodies when head transplants
are
available.
It's not impossible.
That's what I mean. Yeah, not for me it is. For me it is. It's impossible. It's impossible. I'm already too old.
She's older than you.
Well, she's too fucking
by
old.
2 years.
She's too old, and she needs to get over it.
She's already done it.
She's too old.
She looks younger than you.
Probably.
She looks younger than me.
I don't know. I look pretty young. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I do look pretty young. However, I think it's my fatness that's keeping me young.
That's what my stepmom told me. I look young because I'm fat and my
I'm telling you. Yeah, I
so
think
I'm having wrinkles.
I think that's got something to do with it.
My stepmom told me that.
Yeah, I tell you.
But I hate to tell her.
That's rude,
my
but
mom's side of the family aged very well.
Yeah, that's rude, but I'm telling you. Nicky, Nicky, Nicky.
What do you think about the Cubs getting 108 diamonds on their ring?
I thought it was cool, yeah.
Isn't that kind of like bad mojo?
They bought 1,908 rings for all the people in the organization. Or not just rings, but rings or pins or... That's how much money they spent. I'm not a fan of the Ricketts politics, you know?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. They went all out to take care of their employees in this Cubs World Series thing.
Yeah.
They bought everybody rings, and if not rings, they got them. Like, they even got pins for the vendors, you know?
Well, that was nice.
Like, the people who sell peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting World Series championship jewelry.
I know somebody that does that.
They're getting a piece of jewelry. It's amazing. And they had a ring for the men, and they had a ring for the women.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I'm telling you. Because Laura Ricketts is just an awesome person.
Mm-hmm.
She got a ring and her wife got a ring. And she got the big ring.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife got the little woman's ring, you know.
I just thought 108 diamonds was a little weird.
Well, it's been 108 years since they won a World Series.
I know.
Those rings were beautiful. And then they lost last night, 1-0.
Did they?
Yeah, it sucked.
But they won the night before.
Yeah, they won. They're still winning again this year, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my God, it's not even been a month.
The Cubs will have a great. It's only been a week. Baseball started last week.
That's what I said. It's not even been a month, and people are always like, "Oh, they lost the game."
Well, I guess it's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks that baseball's been going on. And yeah, no, I think the Cubs can. I think the Cubs will win the division again.
Yeah.
I don't know about the World Series because you can't. I mean, I think they can win the World Series. I'm picking them, but you can never tell until, you know, you just.
It'd be nice if it was Cubs cards.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've watched a couple of Cardinal games this year.
They're looking cut.
They got some stuff they got to do.
Wow.
Martinez is really good.
Mm hmm.
But goddamn, they got to stop overusing him. And,
it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just saying that I see some problems in the Cardinals. There's a couple problems they're going to need to fix. And that bullpen, oof. I mean, they give up 14 runs like a couple times or something. All right. I mean, mm-hmm. You know.
They're just getting started.
Well, if I was a Cardinals fan, I'd be feeling better about losing 1-0 or 3-2 than 14-3 or whatever, though, that one score. I mean, oof. Yeah, I'm just saying they got a little work to do. I think they're good. I think the Cardinals could still make the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. Anyone can go.
Anything can happen during the next 9 months.
I mean, look at the San Francisco Giants. The Giants, they were runner-up in their division and won the World Series 3 times. So,
right.
Can happen. It can happen. Well, I guess it's time to wrap up the week, Nikki.
Yep.
So here's what we learned today. O.J. Simpson killed his wife.
Maybe.
No, he did. He did, Nikki. There's no maybe. Stop being an O.J. believer. What's wrong with you? There's no reason. to believe O.J. What did you say? Oh, I think it was a drug thing. What drug dealers are out slashing people? Come on. We also learned head transplants are probably impossible. But if they do exist, only the rich are going to get them. The rest of us are fucked. And the American dream is dead.
No.
It's impossible. We will never be billionaires. We will never.
Be a billionaire.
You'll never be billionaires.
Yes, I will.
The only way a poor person can become a rich person... In this country,
I'm going to invent something.
Is either by having an incredible amount of sports talent.
Not everything is sports, right?
No, I'm telling you, kids. Like, do you want to know the numbers from the hood of people who become millionaires? By the way, nobody becomes a billionaire from the hood.
First of all, I was not raised in the hood.
No, I'm giving you facts. I'm telling you facts.
I'm
and the only and the only kids who. From the hood who became millionaires are people who played professional sports. That's it.
Number one, I'm not from the hood.
All right.
Number
well, okay.
two, I'm college educated.
Okay, here we go. Do you know how many billionaires come from fucking Pawnee?
Quite a few.
Really? There's billionaires from Pawnee.
Yeah.
Name one.
I can't tell you. I'll have to kill you.
Name one billionaire from the town of Pawnee.
I'd have to kill you.
You're just like me. I grew up in Gillespie. Mm-hmm. There ain't shit that comes from Gillespie. I think I'm one of the most famous people who ever came from Gillespie.
Town's better than your town.
I think I'm one of the most famous people who ever came from that town, to let you know just how sad that is. Me. You know, my achievement was hosting a morning show in Springfield, Illinois. That's the most famous. Now, there are people who are wealthy who have come from there. Yeah. Wealthy as in they make $100,000.
Oh, we've got quite a few millionaires around there.
But there ain't no billionaires.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
No, Nikki. There's no Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki. There's no billionaires from Pawnee.
Yeah.
Come on, let's be.
Yeah.
Do you know how many billionaires are in the world? It's a limited number.
Oh.
Very limited number. Mm. So, we learned we're never going to become billionaires.
Could be. Life's not over yet.
Well, I got news for you. Especially.
You're so pessimistic.
I'm not pessimist. I'm a realist. I mean, Jesus Christ.
If you're thinking like that, it's never going to happen.
You're in your 40s. I could see it. I could see if you were 16.
Oh, good.
And you believe this nonsense.
You know, a lot of actors don't even start till they're in their 40s.
If you were 16, oh my goodness. That's going to wrap it up, everyone.
No.
With that nonsense being sputtered, I cannot go on. Hey, we're back next Monday with a new show.
Maybe,
yeah. Because I don't know what my schedule's going to be. I might have to fill in on MAY next week. So
I'll be a millionaire, billionaire.
Nikki might be a millionaire and might decide not to do a show. First thing she's going to do is scrap this one. Figures. Yeah. God forbid she take any of her money and invest it. I will say this.
I only invest in people who are
supportive.
Optimistic.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I bet if you won the big lottery, like worth, you know, $100 and some odd billion, $1 million, all right?
I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah, I bet you wouldn't even give me like $1 million and continue to do the show with me. I bet you, I can tell you, if I won the lottery.
I don't.
I'll tell you right now, if I won the lottery, if I won the big lottery, one of the first things I do is write a big check to you. I would. And I'd build a big studio and say, come on, let's do it live every day. Come on.
Uh-huh.
I would. I'd even pay Marvin for the months that he did. Mm. If I won the lottery, I would give you guys big checks. That's what I do.
You gotta play before you get paid.
I'm telling you,
if you win, play the lottery because you wouldn't think you would win.
If you won the fucking lottery, the first thing you do, you'd lose my number. you'd look at the phone and go, fuck him. You'd lose that number.
Baby, don't
That's
lose
right.
that number.
All right, that wraps it up. We're back on Monday, possibly. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later. So long, everybody.
Bye.